Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it goes.
Hey, girls. Yeah, baby.
It's your two fave chaotic queens. I missed my own cue. Yeah.
I was too into the tune, just bopping along here. Follow Celebi de Mai.
Follow Celebi de Mai, actually, yeah. Shout out to Mai. If any of you are new listeners, Mai is the girl who gives this podcast its personality. And hopefully, she's also performed 3 times with us. Loads of times. So hopefully we'll be getting her back on stage
whenever
soon.
We can, we get her to open up our live shows, which may, well, yeah, hopefully will be coming back soon. We are looking at dates. We are hoping to drop that soon. We're fucking so excited.
Big things coming, hun.
Hashtag can't spill now, but just wait. So we usually get Mai to perform and it just like starts and like just emits the energy that we want for the shows. Like that's why we get her. She is the energy of this podcast. So follow Celebi de Mai. We love that song. We love you, Mai.
We love you, Mai. And yeah, if you're interested in what we just said about any like upcoming shows, tisk tisk hint hint. we are working on also making sure all of our lovely patrons, aka X-Gals, will be having pre-sale to any dates we announce soon, which segues easily into our little promo of our Patreon. But do know that is an extra thing we're going to be taking into account for X-Gals, pre-sale on the tickets, because if you know, our fucking shows sell out so quick. They actually fly out the door, girl, so you want to be out to get
and your, especially after not having any for a damn year.
I know, and like our last one was obviously right before the last lockdown, so let's ease into this new life with a cool little It Girls show. So go sign up to Patreon. We are also doing a live stream this Friday. It's in the books. It's scheduled. I know we've been teasing it a while, but we've been having a little bit of chaos, which Lindsay will fill you in on shortly. But we are doing a live stream this Friday, 8 p.m. So it's like Friday night.
I'm going to leave the chaos to that X-Gals episode that we did last week. True. Oh my God, it was raw. Let's just say it was raw. We both cried. So that's the tea. But if you want the real tea, you got to sign up to the Patreon It Girls podcast on Patreon, because that's where we kind of maintain just our more personal-ish stuff. And it was a chaotic, difficult week last week. And we're both going through it. And yeah, we just needed to kind of reconnect with our listeners, our haters, and everything like that. So that is over on X-Gals. And there's what? Let me check how many episodes we have. There's over 100 over
there.
So like
many.
You get the archive, as we've said before, to all the live streams we've done, every single podcast we've done. So you really get to follow us on the journey. And then you are solidified X-Gal when you're caught up. So like if you are wanting or needing some content and some lols and some juicy shit, that's where you sign up.
135 episodes, girls, and 25 live streams, okay? That's fucking iconic. That's
bang
like
for your buck. Fiverr a month.
Fiverr a month, huns, come on.
8 if you are triple X gals, because that's even where we give another more like way laid back kind of episode once a month. So anyway, enough fucking promoting.
But yeah, go sign up patreon.com/itgirlspodcast. We are, I feel like right now in this world, especially in Ireland, right, majority of our listeners are Irish and living in Ireland. Now, shout out to all of our English queens. Fair play to you. You've been out living that life for a month. Maybe you can tell us how you've been dealing with it.
It's looking and fun.
Never mind, we're feckin', you know, we have loads of people like out in like Dubai and all. They have been just free. Full stop. Same with fucking America. So fair play to yous. But we are, as ever, you know, if anything, Ireland is consistent with its shite. So we are late to the game consistently. So like, you know, we're 6 months behind in fashion. We're 6 months behind in lockdown freedom.
Do you think? I think we're kind of ahead with fashion. No, I remember going over to America and being like, y'all are dressing shit.
Yeah. Where were you in America?
California.
Yeah. Like some, like San Diego or something. You weren't in like New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on where you are. Like, America's a big old place. Ireland True. Is very... I mean, it's no shade.
Look, I'm hardly a cultured queen.
It's no shade
I've been
to Ireland.
Spain, America, Germany. Well...
Someone could say travel.
Someone could say an international hun. But yeah, you know. Okay. Catch flights, not feelings.
Wanderlust vibes. You are on an eat, pray, love vibe.
I am. Yeah, your girl's on a journey.
But I've seen a lot of people... Actually, shout out Nadia Daily Self. Love her account. Did you follow her? Nadia. It's a great old follow.
You know, some people just don't come up in my timeline. I do follow her, but she does not come up
in my
timeline.
I'm always watching her stuff. She is fucking gas.
What's she up to?
Ah, she's just, I mean, she's just lives a very stunning, wholesome life. And she's like, when I think of Nadia, I really think she is like the epitome of like a single woman and loving it. Like she is just
She's single, but it's not a personality.
Exactly. It's not a personality.
She's not like,
trait.
I'm in a relationship with me.
And she's not like, where are all the boys at? She's just like single in the sense of like, she lives by herself. She loves living by herself.
I wouldn't
herself.
Have to, you know, she's so whole as a person, dare she I say. Is. I wouldn't even think of her as single.
Very together. Mm-hmm. Very together. But she was posting about like, she was doing some polls and she was saying like loads of people on these polls were saying that they are getting like, kind of anxious vibes over like people now being like, let's book in a dinner for June 7th. They're all like, I actually don't know if I want plans anymore because I had a year of no plans. And being able to also be like, no, sorry, can't go in my 5K.
I think it's like, I think it's a mad, like we're really going to see the effects mm-hmm. of this lockdown in ourselves, in society, in culture, in all our shops and restaurants and clubbing culture, everything.
The economy,
honey. Everything. We're only going to see the effects from now, I feel, now that it's starting to lift. And that's kind of unnerving. I mean, for me, we all saw it when I was like on Instagram going live all the time. I was like, you know, everyone, I think the conversation was just so about like when lockdown first hit and the second lockdown as well, I think everyone was just like, oh, what I do every weekend. I feel like one friend would text you and be like, oh, imagine if we could go out for a drink, or imagine this, imagine that. I wish we were here.
Or people are like, I wish I was sweating on people dancing all night.
Yeah, I wish I was putting a bit of loo roll under the toilet cubicle to another girl.
When will we dance again? That's my least favorite meme.
When will we hug again?
No, not that one is, but also the one you just said there of like, don't you miss the girls' toilets? What? Miss the girls' toilets? Some melt talking the ear off me.
Some drunk, bitch asking way for your lip liner. Yeah. I'm like,
way
it's
drunker
Charlotte
than
Tilbury,
me.
Honey.
Like, way drunker being like, and you are certain legends. I'm like, I actually don't miss that at all. Maybe I'm showing my age, but I do not miss some drunk biddy. Barking
or when
the ear
you
off me.
Bump into someone from like your secondary school that like used to be a bit of a cunt to you. Oh, I use that word. Wow. Yeah, I'm going through it, Hans. So that is where the C word came from. But you know that, yeah, you see someone who's like,
say C word.
I just don't personally.
It's a good one for when it's like, that's the appropriate use of it.
I hate it.
I know, but it is an appropriate use of like the one who used to be a cunt to you. It's perfect.
Okay, thank you. But I just don't get it.
I'm supporting you.
Okay, thank you. I'm just on my eat, pray, love. And I'm like, no, neggy any.
You have to have a bit.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Jack was over yesterday and I was being like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He was like, let's just take it time by time, step by step.
Baby steps.
I'm like, I'm thinking tennis at the weekend. He's like, okay. Okay. And breathe.
All the last thing we need is another knee injury. We have four good knees at the moment. Okay.
I mean, I'd hardly be playing. I just like the outfits.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. But Yeah, so you know when you bump to somebody who's kind of rude to you in school, and then they're like, "Oh my god, you have a podcast, it's so cool," and like just going on and on and on, and your like eyes are darting around trying to be like, "How can I get out of this? How can I get out of this?" And they're just like, "It's so funny because like I was talking to Quiva, you remember Quiva?" And you're like, fuck off.
Yeah,
that was beautiful. Like even going on the trains in lockdown was like fully a glorious experience. Yeah. I'm like, am I on the Oriental Express?
I rented this carriage out for me and you, Luna.
Yeah, literally.
And me and you alone.
Like, it's just, there's no one there. Like, it's quite well monitored. Mm. Bar, it's a fucking meme. We saw, or not the meme, sorry, the little video of those kids, I can't, with the girl slipping under the thing.
Just dragged up.
Oh, it's fucking off. They were arrested, thank God.
They're all around my area.
I know. Stay away from me, hon, with your chains. Anyway.
If I saw that go on in Mulhija, I would be shook to my core.
Do you know what I wouldn't do? Get out my phone.
Yeah.
Like, fucking weird. But yeah, I think I said, like, that's how I started. That's how I think we all were. There was that moment of lockdown where we were just so kind of like clinging on to our old lives and just being like, I was like refusing to let go. I was like, no, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to, like, you know, I just, because then I remember hearing like it peppering into conversation, people being like, do you know what? I'm actually grand without the pubs. I actually like it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. Everyone just relax.
Oh, because it's like they're going to speak it into existence.
Yeah, it's like, let's. People started saying that, I think, when they kind of got comfortable.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, no, come on.
Yeah.
But now I'm there. I'm just like, oh, I'm ready to kind of, I feel like I have had, you know that when you're in secondary school and you have that long summer break and you're like, I'm going to go back as a goth.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just going to be totally this new
reinvention. Your reinvention. You're like, this year I'm going back fucking indie.
Yeah. You're like,
bitch.
When you're choosing like your school shoes, you're like,
yeah,
I'm getting those.
And your mom's like, you have to have them all year. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. The most popular kids wore these last year. So yeah. I'm wearing them this year.
I'm like, give me the Jansport bag. And then I get the Jansport bag and everyone's moved on to the East Pack. I'm like, oh, for
I know, we're the sport
sake.
House.
I'm like, who is sharing these memos? Where is it going on? MySpace, Bebo. Like, how are we all getting the bag? I'm getting last year's bag. What the actual
At least
fuck?
Now they know. At least now the teens are able to see on TikTok what's swaggy or not.
I was always a year late. I was like, what
so
the
was
fuck?
I
was like, begged my mom for that fucking Jansport bag for a year. Finally got it in purple. Thought I was swag. Bagville. Everyone in Eastpak bags. Everyone had an Eastpak.
They're
bag.
Quite. They're very similar though.
But no, the Eastpak are like the box with the one on the front. I have the Jansport. You know the kind of curved moment.
Yeah, I had that. Okay,
with the double zip.
My most iconic school bag, as in like just. I always went that. Just two extra.
Yeah, like not.
Just like, honey, no. I used to love like watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch and like the way that they always carried their books.
Yes.
So I got. I think it was Eastpak, one or the other, but it was a side bag.
Oh, a satchel bag. They were big for you.
But it was hippie style.
Yeah, patchwork.
So it was like orange flowers and like had two little pockets at the front and this flap. So like it could only carry like a certain amount of my books, like barely any. So I'd have some in my hand.
I loved that meme. For a while, it was really big in my school. It was like a really big handbag as a bag.
Like what?
Like, remember those kind of like fake, those like Balenciaga, what were those city bags, you know, that were really big, very Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, the big slouchy kind of holdalls.
They were like a leather, let me Google it and I'll show you it. But we would all have like fake versions of that basically. Like they were just like a version of that city bag. But yeah, we'd also do the like holding, you know, these. Remember these? Very 2007.
Okay.
But they'd be like huge.
How big are we talking?
Well, just like a big handbag. They were like this big. Because it was the whole thing back then was like that Rachel Zoe thing. It was like oversized glasses, oversized bag, tiny buddy.
Yeah, to make you look so small.
Yeah. Problematic as fuck, but we move. Yes. But
we recognize it, we move.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I think like I'm excited for the city opening up, you know, that way. I'm excited for everything to be open, but I'm not gonna like pressure myself to have a load of plans because I'm like, why bodge, you know?
See, I'm not really a planner like that. Like what I fully have been missing since the start of this shit show is the ability to like just when we'd bop into town and you just pop in for lunch or pop in for a drink or da 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 da.
Eating.
The ease of life and not really having to have these formulated plans.
Popping in is what I'm really looking forward to. Like that. I do feel like because we had like You know the way everyone's like, finally the city opening up. And I'm like, am I the only one who goddamn, am I living in a simulation or did we not open up last summer? Were we not living like a semi-normal
life? It feels
like it's
been going on 2 years.
But I feel like we're like, it's like we're living in like the Hunger Games or some sort of weird like simulation thing where we're like, it's like, you know, the Purge where they have one day. It's like we're allowed summer to have fun and then they're like, yeah. And then you'll be going right back into lockdown. Like, don't be getting too excited.
Like, how are we still here?
Well, we can't. I know.
But
we're
yes.
on the tail end.
Sorry. Eat, pray, love. Positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
What made me super anxious? Yeah, like I said, I think in last week's was when I went in for Pete's party, and it was just like, okay, wow, there's people. I'm so not just. It's just mad that like sensory kind of overload that you're not used to, that you've forgotten. Like even like I can't imagine like the trains being normal and me being like squished on the train. Like yeah. What?
They're squished. Yeah. Thank God I've got a fucking car now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, you know, applying, figuring that shit out on my pre eat, pray, love Momo. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on this journey. We're all in it together. Huns, join me. And yeah, I'm not really, I think I'm just like, I don't know what I am. I'm excited for the shops. I actually think I'm just like, I don't trust it anymore because like you said,
that's
we've had the like, they're open, they're closed. You can dine in, dine out. I'm just like, oh, fucking hell.
I feel like
I don't care anymore.
A child being let out for a big break. They're like, big break's coming, but just so you know, it's double mats after lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like, you can have your fun. I just, I'm the same.
I don't trust it.
I so don't trust it.
I've gotten my hopes up every other time. Oh, and now there's definitely
me and you
hope.
Were fully believing 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We were like, Hans, in 2 weeks, this will all be open again.
Thank God we didn't know.
Oh,
I don't think they could have told us.
No.
As a nation. Oh my God. But yeah, it's just a bit like, oh crap. And then do you know what's also weird? Mm. Looking back at the year and being like, fuck, I could have done so much with that bloody year.
Oh, I know. I'm like, I wonder how many Duolingo accounts are laid dormant.
Yeah.
Me thinking I was going to be doing a split.
Oh,
started that 3 weeks in, hurt myself, stopped. I mean, in fairness, like a fucking ex-girl sent me on videos. She was brilliant videos, so I have them. I'll start that up again.
Look, do you know what? At least we got through it. That's all we got
to
think. We got through it.
They were coping mechanisms.
Yes, and now I definitely feel like my head is in the perfect space for like going back into normal life. Like I think before, because I was so dying for the pubs to open, and now I'm just like, I was like dying to get locked, dying to do this. Now I'm just like, nope. Don't eat it. No, doesn't serve me no more. My mental health is what kept me, you know, going through this time. And I really noticed the last year what things I value about myself and what things kind of kept me going so I could keep swimming, keep my head above water in like these just tumultuous times. And that is now what I truly value about myself. Like my humor, my, you know, kind of dedication to stuff like, as in like, what am I dedicated to? This. the kids, my friends, and my family. But you know, like those things that I noticed about
my dedication to fun.
Yes. To having a fucking good time. But like, I'm like, those things I really value and those things I have to protect now and savor because like they get a bit fucked up when I'm out and about drinking or, you know, those things. Mm. So I'm like trying to savor them and be like, I really value those things. I really enjoy little things like cooking or notice things about my home life that very much like, you know, instill like just things that I never would have thought about before. Mm. Like I'm, you know, looking for a new place and I'm like, okay, I really need a full massive fridge so I can organize my food and all that kind of shit. Or like have a really nice bathroom for my skincare. Those things that just implement such like, you know, joy that would subconsciously go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way in normal life, like I've honed in on those little kind of things. Because we've been home. So I think it has brought back the idea of home and what do you want and home within yourself as well.
Wow.
Can you tell I've meditated 3 times today?
I love that journey for you.
I know. I keep on repeating that. Not that I stan this motherfucker, but that quote by Conor McGregor. You've seen me on vegetables. Now you're going to see me on steak.
Oh, is that Conor McGregor?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, really?
Remember when he was like fought some guy when he, oh, some fucking athlete.
Oh, congrats on the baby, McGregor.
Yeah, love that for you.
Don't stan you, but I stan your children because they are innocent children.
They are. What about you though, babe? What's your
vibe? What's my vibe?
What's your fave? Like, okay, actually, I was gonna say, what's your vibe for post lockdown? But what's your fave little, You know, when, like, what's your thought on, like, when someone says, like, hey, sweetie, how are you, hon? Hey, babe.
I like little nickname terms of endearment. Is
yeah,
that
so
right?
I tried it there and it does not suit me.
No, I like babe. Hey, babe.
I think I'm going to say sweetie.
Sweetie's a bit...
condescending?
It's a bit L one.
I like sweetie, like S-W-E-E-D.
Sweetie. Sweetie boy.
Hey, sweetie. Or like, thanks, sweetheart. You know when someone calls you, like, sweetheart?
Sweetheart's a beautiful word.
I know, I love that. I'm like, thank you so much for calling me that.
Sweetheart is a beautiful, but it's very like my nana. You know, like, thanks, sweetheart. Oh, it's very,
I like it.
It's do you know what? Sweetheart for me is a bit like, you could call me sweetheart, but I wouldn't like to be called sweetheart, like if I was working in retail and you were my customer. You know, it's more of a like, I know
a bit
you.
Random.
I have been called that.
Have you?
Yes, thanks, sweetheart. It's like, I'm not your sweetheart.
It's hard to know what's like, you know, nice and endearing.
Patronizing.
And patronizing and condescending.
Patronizing. Like, they can be, but like, I mean.
Even hon. Sometimes a hon can hon. Be.
Oh.
Thanks, hon.
Hon's a real passive aggressive
tone.
Hon
it's
is the, like, hon.
It's if they say it down, like that, like downward tone. Like,
yeah.
Thanks, hon.
If I, like, let's, oh. I think like the sexiest is babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Like B-E-B. Hey, babe.
Bab.
Babe, can you grab me that, babe?
Bab. But I hate on Vanderpump Rules when they call each other bub. Bubba. I'm like,
bubba is gross. It's like bubble, bubble, butt.
Hun, bubble, butt. Hun is good because it's kind of like a punctuation for me.
I also like honey.
Honey. No, I love honey, but I like honey. It spelled like honey. H-O-N-E-Y.
Yes.
Like, hi, honey. Mm,
yum. Winnie the Pooh.
I don't like H-U-N-N-I-E. Honey. Mm. Very like honey.
Yeah.
But I like, hey, honey.
Yeah. Hey, honey, are you, honey? Mm, yum, yum, yum.
Babes. I like bringing that back. Hey, babes.
Babes. Yeah, we actually say that a lot.
Babes, is a cute moment. James Kavanagh actually was the first one to ever use that. I mean, he was the first one to spell it on Facebook, like B-B-Z. He'd be like, bubs.
Hey, bubs. Oh, my gosh. Bubs.
Yeah.
So that Where has that gone? That's not really used as much anymore. Bubs.
I throw it around on WhatsApp every now and again.
Not to me. You don't.
Spice shit up.
You never call me bzz anymore.
Imagine we should bring her back. H-O-N with the zero. Hon. We invented that.
We did to kind of, because of the lower hon, the lower toed hon.
Yeah.
Hon. Is real rude.
We were like, hon.
Hon is a real like bitchy hairdresser.
Yeah, like, hon.
Hon, this hair is broken, hon.
Yeah.
You're like, could you not?
Could dye yourself, hon, did you?
Hon, they're fucking destroyed by the bleach, hon.
Hon, that balayage, that is not doing well. It's not lifting. It's not lifting.
Oh, I'm going to have to take 4 inches off that at least here. Glenda, come on.
Hon, have you ever seen yourself as a ginger?
So we're like,
that's where it's
so
going.
That's why we said H-0-N. So it's like, hon. Hi, hon.
Hon.
Honey.
Very high pitched.
And now we're saying hunty, which is our fave.
Hunty?
I can't stop with hunty.
Hunty, cunty.
Hunty,
hunty.
Hunty. Hey, hunty. Wow, that was a segue.
Yes, it was a segue.
So I was asking you, what's your kind of vibe for going back into lockdown?
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
I mean, sweetheart. I am all about my health this summer. That's my main vibe. Definitely let the old health go down the drain. It's clogged currently. I'm getting a drain and blocker.
Oh, clonic?
I'm getting... No, I fucking wish.
When are those back?
That's probably last on the list. Micheál Martin. And we can finally open up colonics so you can be face to face with your fecal matter.
Oh, my God. I wonder if Wish has any, like, at-home ones.
I want one done, hon. Hon. Hunty.
Let's get one.
Up my bum
together. I really want
to. I know, we've been saying this for years.
I know, on. But like,
hunty,
a colonic post Penny D. Yes,
yeah, that is my vibe. Yeah, but the health is my main priority because I feel like I always, I know, no shade on this, because, you know, did it, loved it, lived it, laughed it, loved it, put it in with little box,
dance like no one's
it.
Watching.
But, you know, I used to always go into like summer as like party town and like
festivals.
And like, I get it. Like, I totally get, especially coming out. So this is an interesting kind of like thing to think about. I was reading an article yesterday. And you know, the way, this is just like a nice positive way because everyone's like, the economy.
Oh, God.
And we're going to be paying this back for years. I mean, I get it. That could be our reality. But when it's my reality, I'll deal with it. Okay. I don't need to be like fucking, you know, giving myself another reason to have some fucking meds. But I read an article and it was saying that like, usually, historically, pandemics have made like, made way for like some of the most like creative and like crazy times. Because if you think of like after the Spanish flu was like the roaring 20s when they were like wild for like 10 years.
Okay.
So they were saying that like, and historically this has happened. I can't remember the other ones they
referenced. Buckle up, Prinnies.
Buckle up, girl. So I totally get that this summer could be like, na na na, Great Gatsby vibes. Which,
oh my
I mean,
gosh. If that, well, we're all going to be swagging in our outfits. Like I think like we're dying to get out in our fits and just be doing ourselves up. So we're going to be looking glamorous.
Yeah. So I totally get if that is your vibe for this summer. Like, you know, I'm not being one of these like, for me, I'm prioritizing health. But you can prioritize vodka if you want to. Like,
yeah. Oh, honey.
Like, honey, I got it. Locked. Like, I get it. You know, that way. But for me this summer, I'm just like, I want to be coming out of this summer feeling just healthy, stunning skin, like loving me bod. Not that that means everything, but just like going back
feeling
to like
yourself.
Feeling good, my own skin, my own vessel.
Ooh.
Fitting out of my home, my skin sack home. This old bag of bones.
I think what we're trying to say is that we're too old. We're just too old now. I would fucking love and fully, if I was in my 20s, I would be like getting the little rara skirts and girlies and getting the vodders. But no, I am fucking 34.
I know. So this is a good segue into our next
topic.
6 years,
I'm having a 40th.
Good. I know. Good. Well, yeah, Evan's 4 though, so grand. At least he's going to do everything before us.
It doesn't count for men.
I know.
It just doesn't.
I know.
Like I'm 40. Yeah. Never better looking.
Guess what? My testosterone's at an all-time high.
Silver fox.
And now they can get fucking hairline surgery. They're fucking invincible.
The hair plugs, I know. Literally.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But anyway, this is a good swag way. This is a good swag way into our next topic. Okay, so I was in, we're talking post-anxiety and we're talking about little fits and our new fits and our age. Dear God. I was in Urban Outfitters the other day.
Urby Werbies.
Okay, so here's a review. I was in town the first day the shops opened. I had no idea the shops were opening.
Nor did I.
I was going in to get my brows done off my girl, Christina, and they look fucking fresh
they
as hell.
They do,
I got
gel.
Got an LVL. I'm feeling fab about myself. But anyway, then Evan and I were like, let's go swag out in Urban Outfitters. Went to Urban. It's great, girls. Great stock in there at the moment. But oh my God, this was, and like, I'm putting it out, not on paper, but on audio, on MP3, okay, MP3 file. It was the first time,
gulp,
that I was in Urban Outfitters, or in a shop, period, that I felt... not old, but...
Are you sure?
But I felt like visibly and kind of like consciously older than every other single person in the shop, every other customer. Mm, mm. And now these
that
girls,
like just
these girls.
I love that. I didn't feel old,
yeah,
but I felt visibly and consciously older than everyone else in the shop. But yeah, not old. You
no,
just felt like, okay.
I didn't feel like an L one but or I like think, outdated, but I was very much like, say for example, pre-pandemic, right? So that's like 2 years ago now, basically. Right? You know, when we're full free.
Let's just be hashtag real.
Guts of 2 years, right? 18 months anyway. When you and I would be bopping into Urban, and this is not to be swagging, patting myself on the back, but like YOLO swag. I love saying that.
But and we invented that, by the way. So if you just want to.
That's a trademark, so yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah, literally our solicitor will be in contact. One.
Yes. What the fuck was I saying?
So before the pandemic,
we'd be going into Urby, okay? And like, because, you know, our listeners like to dress fresh today. We'd always be bumping into a listener. Like, there'd always be a time where someone would be like, oh my God, I love your podcast. I knew for a motherfucking fact, every single one of those girls knew who did not know who I was. I was like, they were like, oh, are you shopping for your niece? Like, that was the energy that I was giving.
And it's the worst when you're with your fella and they're like, oh, look, they're probably a Nick Gals listener. Like, and you're like,
they're not.
Stop. It's funny, yeah. Not. Stop. They're a Keemon listener.
Yeah. They are Keemon and a Moncrief stan. And so they should be.
Yeah. And me so too. They should be. And so am I. So like. Yeah.
Oh, I was full on going up to Keemon's boyfriend's sweat.
Oh, we're all there. He's been in my house. I'm tattooed. Like, so I saw him going up South William Street. I was like, oh my God, is this Johnny Depp? Oh, wait, no, it's Keemon. Get out of the way. Like, I fully felt like I
was
on
the
tail
and I was like, wow. I was close to being like, I love your love.
I love your love and I love your look.
I love your love. I love your look. He was wearing God is Trans tank. I mean, can you say iconic?
He is hashtag iconic. And that's the, like, I mean, especially for Dublin.
Yes.
Like, fucking looks deadly.
He's so cool. But anyway, these girlies in there were just looking so cool. Their style. I was like, wow.
The style of the young
TikTok ones. And lockdown has done a lot for the young one's style. Because I, for a while there, Evan and I were talking about it because we're seeing all the young ones and the young fellas around, especially the young fellas, okay? And Evan was like, it's mad because, like, obviously when he grew up, you know, back in ye olden days, it was very like, you know,
speaking
this,
of 1921.
Speaking of that post Spanish flu, the roaring 20s. But like when he was young, like obviously same as us, in the 90s, it was real like hip hop basketball culture, you know, especially him. He was like, all the lads be wearing like basketball shorts and Jordans. And, you know, that was kind of the style. And also like as you grew older, it was very like, that's when brands came in. It was like Lacoste and Burberry, you know, like the polos and like, you know, that whole style was like very him back in the day. And like Kappa. But like we were like, oh my God, some of the young fellas now are just wearing like grey trackies and a North Face jacket. And I was like, oh, it's so boring. But now I was loving seeing the like the real kind of release into the wild, because all the young ones are out yesterday. They were all out shopping. Don't know how they were there. Are they not meant to be in school? Who knows? Who cares? I hope they mitched.
Oh, I would have mitched.
Hell yeah.
Loved a mitch.
I loved mitching. But
we encourage mitching.
They were looking fucking cool. They were literally, I said this to you on the phone last night, I was like, they were dressing how I thought I was dressing in the early 2000s. I thought I was looking like a Bratz, kind of like baggy jeans, a crop top, a beautiful winged eyeliner, when in reality I was wearing Dunn's bell bottoms and a fleece and like Dream Matte Mousse.
I know. I was wearing like a bobbledy nope hoodie. But like, I think as well, what the young ones are doing so well is that, like, there's no teething period like that we had to have. Like, I don't know. I was trying to pick up, like, you know, makeup and beauty tips and clothing tips from like just the scrappings of like TV. And like, you're watching like Libby and Sabrina, who looks dressed deadly. We don't have that shit in Dunn. So you're like, ah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have a costume designer.
I know. So like, I think like they look so natural with the style. Like, they're not try hard. But I think what we're trying to get into is that we are basically.
Yeah.
Trying to just kind of, you know, and this is where we're going to touch on this later.
No, we'll talk about it now. I think.
Okay. Okay.
I just switched up the order because we were kind of naturally going there, you know.
Okay. Yes. Natural. Ooh. as the teeny bopper style.
As those Gen Z.
So yeah, it's like, I think going, what I've definitely learned, because I think I wasn't like aware that the shops were open, and then I heard they were, and I didn't feel that like, oh, I'm dying to spend a load of money, because I have been buying my little bits here and there.
I haven't been, so it was
very, I haven't really, well, I did just, you know, I've just begun the journey, okay? I've begun the journey of curating my new style.
Me too.
It started with a Pinterest board.
It started with a kiss. It started a Pinterest
with
board.
An observation from a friend who's kind of like, I don't know if you are representing your true self by your style. And I was like, okay. You're like, you're so kind. Their worth, not mine. My haters will disagree, but you've never met me. You're so kind. You so this, you so that, whatever. And like, it doesn't speak that through your clothes. And I think like from, you know, growing up in the church, I remember going to Teen Street and stuff. And like, we had to wear our tops down to past our elbows, your skirts past your knees. So obviously I'm now this carbon copy of what not to tell a teenager to dress. Because fast forward, you're 34 and you're going around in hot pants and a little string top with your tits fucking falling out, and you look like a grown up tart. And that's just the reality. And I'm not that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like, then I was watching this Guy Ritchie on Joe Rogan. It fucking came up, a clip of him on Joe Rogan. And he was talking about the idea of the suit, and that the suit has been like taken from the man because it was like forced upon them. Like, you have to wear a suit to work. So that idea of like putting it on felt like cumbersome and kind of like
oppressive.
Oppressive, hon. So I think you know, I really have been trying to holistically go on this journey of mental and everything, you know, sorting my shit out. And I'm like, clothing does totally make you feel a certain type of way. And I think, you know, post, you know, my upbringing and like when I was just like kind of rejecting that a little bit and started dressing how I wanted, I was like, you know, fuck everything. I'm going to dress. And then, you know, we were all dressing the same. So
Rage Against the Machine.
Basically, hun. We were like these four group of girls, like me, you, my sisters, going around. And it kind of felt like rebellious to be dressing like that. And it felt like an armor.
And we were also 21.
And we were also 21 and having some fun.
Yeah. And like, I'm the same. So I was reading something a while ago by someone who we actually really want to get on the podcast, but I'm not going to say their name just in case. But she said, and I was like, oh, that is so on point. She was like, my favorite era. Now, she dresses very like vintage, but she was like, my favorite era to dress is the 60s. But she was like, now I'm in my 30s. She's like, the 60s aren't as forgiving to being in your 30s. And she was like, I have discovered, she loves the 60s and the 50s. And she was like, I've discovered that the chicest era to age into is the 70s. And I was like, that is so true. And I just watched, which you have to watch, Lindsay, that Halston show.
Oh yeah, you were saying.
Oh my God. And that will make you be like that for fashion inspo alone. Iconic. I mean, the Ryan Murphy obviously wrote it, and like his team always have like just such good fucking costuming. Like, and it's Ewan McGregor, he plays Halston, and he is so good. Very, very open with the gay scenes he is.
Play
full on sex scenes. I love it. Love that representation.
We stand that here.
But I was like, I want to age now. I'm not gonna go full fucking Scooby-Doo, but that's my like where I'm going with my style.
Okay,
aging a little bit 70s, like, okay, just with the
hair is quite,
with the cuts, my hair is already kind of there anyway. Yeah. I also have realized, thank you Gen Z for bringing back like non-skinny jeans. Like, skinny jeans don't fucking suit me. What does suit,
they're also so uncomfortable.
What does suit my body type is like a kick flare or a flared moment or a little more of a looser jean. It just fits my body type right. And the 70s were nice as well because like they had like a high waist, you know. They also knew how to do like, they knew how to do sexy, but like a shirt randomly. You know what I mean?
Well, we spoke about that as well on X-Gals this week, where it's kind of like you can, you know, it's the idea of being sexy but covered, or sexy but chic. Like, sexy doesn't always have to mean like tits out, legs out, tight, like bandeau dress, you know, those things that, and everything's habitual. So like, I think as well, without normal life distractions, being in our home, our skin home, like you said.
Skin sack.
You know, you're kind of like, you're noticing little habits that you have. So like for my online shopping or whatever, you know, or even just shopping in general, I'm like, oh, I'm going and for the same things that I always would go for, like a string top or short shorts or a short skirt or short dress. And then I'm like, okay, but maybe if I just like go back to the drawing board again and then think, what do I actually feel good in? Yeah. So sometimes I would like buy a short dress in a size small.
Oh, well, I have this complex about having the letter S on my top.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, then I have to, because then I'm small. And so I'd buy the dress. It's super short, super tight and uncomfortable. My body, you know, it clings to all the bits I don't want it to cling to. I'm heaving it, like, you know, shoving it down, trying to cover my arse when I'm walking down the street because it's riding up. I'm cold. I'm getting wolf whistles. It's just uncomfortable. It's, you know, all these kind of things that I'm putting myself in the morning, going out, presenting myself to the world as that and not feeling great, but kind of just being so used to it.
Yeah, it's a habit.
Yeah, it's just like eating pasta every day for dinner. It's like if you continuously do that and then you start feeling shit, it's like, oh, I wonder why. Yum, 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 yum. You know the way? So I think I'm like, actually, I can feel better with the clothes that I've been kind of rejecting.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
And like, yeah, I'm not going full costume 70s. It's just like a 70s, like just the idea, the cuts I really like in the 70s kind of clothes. Like, they still were, excuse me, they were still wearing like little tank tops like the one I've on today with like a high-waisted flare. And it's like, they know how to do like just certain elements of their style. I'm like, that looks nice and it still looks cool, which is my, you know, I love to like have that like vintagey kind of cool edge to my clothes, as do you, you know, that way, but without being like basically what like young, because like, I mean, obviously we love a bit of grunge and I will still always have a bit of grunge in my wardrobe no matter what,
till I die,
of course, but like you know, I'm talking more like a flannel shirt and a biker jacket and less so fishnets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or and less
baby,
so.
And baby doll slip dresses.
Yeah, or just dirty clothes.
Yeah. Tea-stained tanks, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like trying to move away. Like, you know, I'm you know, trying to like, I need to do Pinterest.
Pinterest work. It's my ish right now, especially I need for to get like manifestation or just like visualizing something that's in your head.
I love that
head.
It's having a little, like everyone's on the Pinterest now. It's just, everyone's having a little revival of Pinterest.
I know.
Fair
it's,
play.
It's just so fun. And it does just kind of get your, because you know the way like on Instagram, it's just in that square format that you're like, the saved isn't really accessible that much.
I never look at my saved, I never look at it.
I kind of do, but it's not the same as having it all in that visual on your laptop. Yeah, kinda,
and no
I
one's
feel.
Really doing the saved collections, are they? Like, you're
no,
that, like,
no.
You know, I'll save and I go in my save, and it's literally some fucking like niche meme beside a picture of Bella Hadid.
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly.
What?
Like, I know, like, who has time to be like?
I know.
You know, being like, that's for my home. That's for my work. You know, like, no, that's for my mental health.
Yeah, Pinterest. You know, Pinterest is like that person. You know, that friend that you had during school. That like. Never really came into themselves. You were like, but they had great potential. And then they do that 50 or somewhere. They come back and they're going, I'm coming back a hot bitch. She grows tits. She comes back in. You're like, she's the hottest girl in school. That's Pinterest. Because Pinterest has been around for fucking ages.
Yeah.
Never.
And I used to use it for work, like, and stuff. Like, if we had like assignments in.
I never flat out using it on work.
Oh, and now we're still using it for work.
Jan fucking brought that into our life.
I know. And it really does just visualize stuff that you're seeing and like be able to visualize your kind of style. So, like, my kind of vibe is Hailey Bieber.
Okay.
I fucking love her style. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so fab. And there was like some random article written about her the other day that she only dresses kind of like sexier in like the cuts of like kind of like suit dresses or something. She kind of dresses for the occasion. So if she's like with Justin Bieber, she's kind of in the Drew stuff, like say like an oversized jogger with like a kind of oversized coat. He always wears kind of oversized. So that's probably when they're like chilling, just having marriage time and like getting their coffee and like they're both kind of vibing. But then if she's like going out like for say an event where she's going to be photographed, that's when like her legs are out and she's looking like in this stunning Versace dress or something. And she's like, you know, turning a Luke like that. But then when she's working, going, popping to a work moment, she's
wearing.
What
does
she do? I don't know. I do not know. I think she's just fully his minder. But this is the article that I was like, I don't know where she's
when
going
she's,
to work.
When
but
she's
when
pretending she's to work.
When she's presenting herself, she's going to the office. She's like wearing a nice blazer with like, you know, so she has those kind of. And
occasion
I do,
wear, dare I say.
Yeah, I think I feel like that, like, you know, what if I have, if I put on like, say, the pair of jeans and a blazer, I feel ready to go and get my girl bossery hat on. You know the way? But if I'm wearing joggers, I just feel that bit more, you know? And we've been in the joggers.
Oh, I've been in.
I'm in joggers right now, but I'm in home. You know,
I love a jogger moment too. I don't think I could ever commit to an occasion wear just because I'm so lazy. And that's where you're more of a stylist than I am. I'm so lazy with my clothing. I physically can't, like I bought, this is the most I'll ever be. Do you know what I mean?
You look fab on.
Thank you. And this is a lot of effort. Like I was like, I'm wearing a fit today. I'm literally wearing like a tank top and a pair of jeans and a pair of runners.
It really was something as well, again, that like really maintained like my sense of self and my like, you know, it just made me feel so much better when I would just force myself to just put a look together every single day.
Yeah.
It's the same with my home. Like if my home isn't like put together
my home,
with my
I'm
style,
100% like that. Or I'm even just being like clean and stuff. Like I just, for me, style, and like I wish I was able to style myself. Like I put in actual like outfits. I need, and this, and I've always been this way, I need all my clothes to be able to go together. I need everything to be able to pair into an outfit just because I know myself. Because I've done it where I'm like, I'll style this outfit and I'll try to do this and I'll try to do that. It sits in my wardrobe, by the way, Hones. I'm posting on Depop this week. Go follow me because I'm going to be selling off a lot of shit that is too young for me.
I'm probably going to be buying it because I'm just so habitual with my shit.
I'll be blocking your ass.
Okay.
I'll be blocking your ass. No, I've just got, I'm not, I don't have a load of stuff to put up. I just have a handful of shit that
I'm
like,
going to be putting up a few things as well. So just check our Depops.
Just check our Depops. But I just need like the uniformity. I need uniformity in my wardrobe, which I do have a good bit of, but like I know what I'll wear and I just need to like hone that in, Like, and just for everything to go together. I need to be able to put any top with any pair of jeans and it will work. Because yeah. I can't.
I do that as well. Yeah. I buy singular items. I never buy like a full outfit, rarely. No. Like my
You're
sister,
better at styling than I am though.
I wake up in the morning. This sounds so like I'm starting my morning routine vlog. And I kind of think, okay, who do I want to be today? We're like, what am I feeling today? Am I feeling a bit like, if I'm feeling a bit like, you know, okay, I have a lot of shit to do, but I, you know, want to be comfortable, that, you know, I'll be like, okay, I want to wear like a bit of a blazer, but like maybe with a bike shorts and like a jumper. So I'm kind of feeling like if I'm like, say, collecting the kids, but also have to like get some shit around Malahide done, I'll kind of,
yeah,
you know, so that's the vibe. And it's really fun. Everything, I think for me, I have to make things a project. So say this like sobriety thing, it's boring if you're like, it's like I have to market something to myself. It's like, oh, I'm not allowed to drink. And if I look at all the negatives, like no socializing, everyone will be like, you're not drinking, what are we gonna do? I have to make it a project and be like, fun, sober Lindsay, this is the new her, you know, and like marketing it, me with my smoothies, what am I gonna eat, how am I gonna, you know, and I just like market it in my head and then I'm like, yay, fun project.
Tell me you're a consumer without telling me you're an endless consumer.
Literally, I'll like start. I physically, like years ago when I was like, shit, I need to start drinking water. I couldn't start drinking water until I got a bottle that was my style.
I get it though.
And that's my truth. I don't know. It's fucked up.
So speaking.
Dare I say they're my crutch?
Dare I say, speaking of being in the shops, right? I was on TikTok last night, Linz. Okay. And I saw this TikTok and I think it's going to open up a fun little convo for us. I'm going to play it because all you really need is the audio. Are you listening?
I am listening.
What's something that's not a cult but borderline seems like one?
This company right here,
Lush,
I'm not sure if you've ever heard of them. I worked for them for 3 years and they are literally a cult. My manager didn't even deny it. We refer to all of our products as like girls. So we'd be like, oh, we love her. If it's like a shower gel, this company like forced you to like protest on certain days for certain causes. You would have to like fight for certain causes. They had me almost buy like a compost bucket at one point. They took recycling and everything so seriously. Like we had to weigh the trash. The meetings, everyone at Lush in the whole world like had the same meeting at the same time all the time. And everyone watched the same videos from this really weird lady. I could go on. It's a cult. Like, come on.
Really weird lady.
I know. I wanted to talk about this at the end because when I saw this, I was like, oh my God, what a fun little like thing to reflect on. Lush as a cult. The cult of Lush. Because even as a consumer, it's cultish, right? Like,
let's talk about Lush. We need to talk about Lush.
If there's one thing we know, if there's one shop I know the fucking like the back of my
Urban
hand.
And Lush.
Yeah, but Lush for longer.
Really? When it, yeah, yeah. No, Lush like, was
I've been
like
always going to Urban, but Lush, I have been truly, I've lusted over Lush since I was honestly about 15. That's 16 years of my life.
I have been like, I know so much unbeknownst to me about Lush just from like following the journey.
Yeah. I have like a weird encyclopedia of knowledge about Lush that I don't even know I have until I start talking about it.
So let's start. Okay, so Lush is obviously, when did it come to Ireland, I wonder?
I'd say
90s.
Late 90s, maybe yeah. Early 2000s.
It started off in England, right? Right.
Yes, yes. I'm going to pull up the thing now and yeah,
you just
let's
keep
going.
Let's get some
facts
here.
On this bitch.
Yeah, tell us we don't research our shit. So Lush came about and obviously it was first known as like the smelly shop. That's kind of like the, you know, I just remember when you're young, you know, when you're young and it's like the first few times you're like in town and yeah. You have your bus fare and a tenner to spend and you're like buzzing with you and your gal pals and you're like just dying to buy your little shit. And yeah, I remember like going into town and just obviously the scent lures you in because it's so incredibly strong. And you're like, wow. And you go in and it's pink and purple and green and like all these amazing colors and everything you and can it's touch. Like, there's no packaging.
It's like maximalism because it's like a huge thing of soap with stuff of soap all over it. Like it's very
yeah, like a wheel of soap
chaotic,
and then all the little cut
yeah,
segments.
Organic vibes. Like it's not like, you know, it's kind of like your mad auntie's like house because it's not set up like, you know, a chic Aesop, which is like, ooh, can I touch this?
Yeah, or Space and K.
Yeah, like, you know, where you're like picking up shit and you're like, okay, God, it's very minimal. Okay. It's, you know, Lush is like, everything's everywhere. So it's kind of a bit messy, but like in a really kind of endearing way.
Yeah, like there's like a kind of tower of bath bombs that look like a Ferrero Rocher kind of thing.
And you're like, how long have they been there? So Lush was, it's a British cosmetic retailer, which has headquarters in Poole. Random. It was founded in 1995 by a trichologist. No way. Mark Constantine and his wife.
A trichologist? Is that the hair thing?
Mm-hmm. Mark.
Why do they have such shit shampoos?
I know. And Mark Constantine and his wife Mo. Mark and Mo. Constantine. Okay. Has 951 stores globally. That's fucking mental.
How much?
951.
Wow. It really is a cult.
I really want to find. I can't find when it came to Ireland, which is so annoying.
Yeah, but I can't really remember that, but I just remember it being definitely a part of my kind of like when I was first.
It's very like early marketing days, which is funny when you think of it, like, because I'm also thinking of like old Dublin, like even like pre-crash Dublin, Celtic Tiger, where like there was two things burned in my memory. The smell of Subway being pumped out and the smell of Lush. Like how like
and
early
that rumor, especially but of Subway, that they like
which is
pump
true.
That out. Really?
Yeah, it's true. That is not a real smell. But I think Lush do it too. They pump out a smell. And like that, what, tell me like something that could not be more fucking pre-internet marketing. They're like, we're going to have a scent and the scent is going to be pumped out onto the street girls and the scent is going to be so amazing that everybody's going to come on in and buy your things. But it is true. And you always have that one friend who's like, I can't bear the smell. Your mom is always like, have you bought stuff at Lush?
Oh, it's disgusting. And you're like, fuck up, man.
My earliest memory of Lush was, I think it was when it was not in Ireland. I'm going to say late 90s. I was probably under the age of 11, shall we say.
Okay.
And my aunt lived in Wales. And for 1 year for Christmas, she bought me one of their gift boxes. And like, I remember just being like, this is the coolest fucking thing I've ever owned. And since then, every year she would buy me one and I would just be like,
they're marketing a shit. Like those gift boxes are fab.
Oh, and the value for money.
Uh-huh.
And another memory I have of Lush, like, so this is when I was like deep in my Lush fucking obsession. Like I was full on 11 years old taking luxurious baths. Like I was taking, because in my old gap we had a bath and I was like bathing to like so much. And like I would save them and be like, I'm going to use the bubblegum bubble bar and all that kind of stuff. I would have the like, remember the paper, the Lush Times, and I would be like fully going through it, like picking out
choosing
all the shit that
out.
I have.
Oh my God. It was like an Argus catalog for like a young girl who's just getting
like
into
it.
Beauty.
And you, and like a really cool thing that like used to go on in my friend group would be like the Lush Times as wrapping paper for a present.
Oh, cute.
Very swag.
Very cute.
But
let's think of some of their marketing. Like their marketing is genius because it's very like interactive. Like, you know, the way you go into the shop and like someone's on you like flies on shit as soon as you're in, like, hey, do you want any help today?
Well, that's what that guy kind of goes on to say. Like they have, it is a very, it's a very specific experience in Lush, you know, that way. Because everyone's like, oh God, the people will be all over you. But they almost, it's like toxic positivity. Like they force you to have an
enjoyable
time.
And that's very American.
Time.
Like I remember when I was in America and I'm like, oh my God, people are like, hello, how are you today? When you're walking to Hollister, you're like, fine, thank you. Like
I had to be that person. When I lived in New York, I had to learn that type of sales. And the funny thing is Irish people kind of say like, why do they do it? It doesn't work. It does work.
Oh yeah.
No, it works because I remember I had this job and it was actually a very, I still like have learned a lot from that job, even though like don't really want to work in retail anymore, but I learned a lot about first myself because I was like, maybe not naturally really like extroverted.
Mm.
I can like totally be like confident in like, you know, especially work situations, I can be fine. But like, I would always kind of have a bit of a, oh God, I have to go up to this. But this job was, you were on your own in a boutique and you had like, I had really high targets. It was quite expensive, the clothes, but like you'd have really high targets and you're the only one responsible for the sales. So like if your target is like $4,000 a day and you do $1,000, you're the only one that has to answer for that. So that's kind of like, because I was used to working in other like retail environments where, you know, you have a team of like
there's
15 people and like, you know, it's up to who knows what it could be. So, and like my boss was really like, we would have to be like, like someone would come in, you'd be like, hey. And then like, if they picked up something, you'd be like, those jeans look really great on. And then they're like, do you want me to hang them up for you? Like, there was this whole process of like getting them in the changing room. And when they're in the changing room, I had to be giving them other clothes. I had to be like, this top would look great with those jeans. And I was like, my European ass was like, this will not work. Oh my God, it worked. And we got 3% commission for every sale, which is like a lot. So like I was making at that point, in the last like few months when I lived in New York, I had my like hourly wage that I was making, which was whatever, like $10 an hour or whatever mm-hmm. it was. And I was making the same in commission every month. So I was like doubling my wage via the sales.
Wow.
So like that shows me in Lush, I'm like, I get why they do that, because yes, it bullies you into buying shit, but you end up buying the shit.
Do you know what I think about Lush? And when I look back at like the kind of imprint it's probably had on the like skincare industry and all that kind of stuff, like as a young girl going to, like, you know, I was probably like, you know, in my kind of mid-teens when I started like shopping in Lush, and then very much when I became a mum mm-hmm. with like Rilo, like I was mad about Lush.
You're a Lush mum.
I'm a very Lush mum.
Lindsay yeah. is like that crusty mom, Lush mom.
Because it's like, Lush is like hippie, but making it cuter than actual hippie shit. I was just about to say. Shit. Like, it's like
if
you go into the health shop and there's like all those natural soaps and those natural products and you're like, I could.
If they,
or I could get the one that's shaped like a pink star.
Yeah.
Like, and I get to swirl it in my bath.
In my mind, like, health shops are vegans. Lush is a vegetarian. Bit more fun. Bit more space for a bit of laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, that way, conscious and crusty, but a bit more sparkly and glittery and a bit kooky.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And like, so I remember going in and like, as well, when you're a teenager who's trying to figure out skin and you're having like spots and, you know, you don't know skin and you don't know products and you're like, oh my God. And then you go in and this like very kind woman is massaging your hand with some kind of like clay cleanser that's called like Angels.
Yeah.
Angels on
Angel
heaven.
Breath.
You're like, I know, you're like, oh, wow. And then like she's kind of taking it off and there's water there. It's warm, you know, and you're like, oh, it's very, even that in itself is very like, I'm holding your hand.
Yeah, tangible.
And it's that kind of like, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust these products, because we're telling you, like, there's the little sticker with the guy who's made it and the date. And you're like, you feel so that personal connection to the product. And like, you look at the ingredients and it's like avocado, this. And you're like, wow. Okay.
Do you know what Lush is? Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Lush is like, come here, sweetheart. I'll show you how the massage ball works. Like, come here to me, sweetheart.
The massage
ball. You know, those massage.
Like, they are fully, they're fully a hive for bacteria.
I was fully buying them at the age of 13. Who the fuck was I massaging? Myself?
Yeah, like, I was just doing to my arm.
Well, or some of you.
No, because then they brought it the glitter one.
Oh, I did not have that one.
It was like kind of shaped as this like oblong heart, and it had like, it had like a shimmery kind of thing. So you just rub it on your body and then you're shimmery.
Do you know what one is burned in my memory? And honestly, whenever I think of Lush, this massage bar comes to mind because of like, I guess a bit of trypophobia or whatever that's called.
Triphobia.
Oh,
no, I know what you're going to say.
The one with those
Coffee beans or something.
I think they're like cinnamon beans or like, gross. You know that one?
It's to kind of like penetrate the skin.
I know, but that one is etched. Every time I used to see that, I'd be like, because do you know what it was? The little beans, they're just like, I think they're like cinnamon bubbles. Like, they're not even actual beans.
They're like encapsulated.
But the fact that they were under a thin layer of the bar of soap.
One to die.
They were fucking sick. And that is in my brain. But do you know what? Let's talk about some old school Lush products.
And that's also something that was really like good about Lush that would really make you be like, oh, I love this fucking, because like you're with the Lush Times, like the little paper that you get in every time you buy your product, it's a free little paper. You're like seeing new products, and like they discontinued and rebirthed new products all the time.
Yeah. And they were like one of the early adopters, I would say, of that kind of discontinued. And then, oh, we're bringing it back. Like they had Snow Fairy, which was that fucking,
the Christmas one. I know you hated that. I love that.
That's very
shit.
You. Very.
I used
you.
It in the shower. I had the spray and my sisters were like, please that don't put that on around me.
Was like, because like I remember for ages.
Sugar on acid.
It's actually very onomatopoeic. Snow Fairy. That's exactly what it smells
literally,
like.
Literally. And it's bright pink.
It smells exactly what I imagine Courtney Stodden to smell like.
Fully,
like
yes.
She would wear like that spray.
My pussy smells like Snow Fairy from Lush.
But they would only come out at Christmas. And I remember every year being like.
And had a little pink bell on
I was
it.
Like, I'll give it another go. I'd smell it. Blech.
That's like what, you know, and the thing as well is like as a Lush mom, which I still will be when it is open and all. You know, kids go in like Rilo and Luna fucking love that shop. They're getting their hands with the bath bombs.
Well, it's great for kids for like hygiene purposes, you know, to be getting the bath as a positive experience. It's fun. It smells nice. Like, I totally am down with it. That
another product they have for kids. Yeah. Sorry to introduce you there. Is this like Play-Doh soap?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you get in the bath and it's all, you can get it in all different
very,
colors.
Yeah, Montessori vibes, isn't it?
So
like
Montessori.
Using your hands, like tangible, yeah. Making everything. Like maybe they were involved in the Montessori movement.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't put it past the old Constantines, Mo and Mark.
So go on anyway. What's
Some other products that I loved, right? So my favorite, and I'm kind of thinking like back in the day, although I would still dabble. The shower gel I always got was Happy Hippie.
What is it? What was
that's
it?
That's a very like a grapefruit and orange with like a hint of patchouli.
Oh, love that zingy
it's
vibe.
It's very nice. I also, my friend Leanne and I were obsessed with, it was then called Flying Fox, but it's now called Lust, the scent.
I have it. There's pheromones in that.
I know. That's why Leanne and I got it. Because I think I told you about the pheromones.
No, I got that from Charmadon Reed, actually.
Oh, really?
And do you know who wears Lust?
FKA Twigs.
I mean,
I've been wearing
fuck?
That shit since 2010, bitch. And
even the little packaging is so like...
We used to get the solid one.
In the lipsticky kind of thing.
It used to be called Flying Fox. And we used to call it like, because we were always like, oh, fox, like a fox. Like, that's a term in endearment I love. If a guy called me a fox, like, I always think of that. Yes. Do you know what it is? It's from
the Virgin Suicides. You're a stone fox.
But we used to love that. And like, I'm not joking, we would put that on and we would get the ride.
It has pheromones in it, like, and it's red.
Yes. Well, mine was red solid. It was a different, it was back then. It was like a little.
Back then was
it
not?
It was a red solid, but it wasn't the sexy packaging. It was the old school packaging.
Oh, and the little silver tin.
A silver tin.
Yeah, I used to get that too. And you'd rub it like a lip balm and you'd put it on like the points, like behind your ears on your wrist.
Yeah.
I used to use, which I actually loved. It was this little kind of solid cleanser. And it was like shaped like a full moon. And it had the little face, like it was like.
Oh,
on it. It was called Baby Face, and it was like a moon face, and it was a solid and like 3D, and you'd rub it in your hand, and it turned into an oil, and then it was like cleansing off your whole makeup, and it was just, I mean, first of all, great name, Baby Face. Like, do you want skin like a baby? Yeah, and then like just the kind of thought, and just I loved a solid moment.
Yeah. Oh, another one. You just reminded me when you said great name, Buffy the Backside Slayer.
Oh my gosh. Oh, is that what it used to be called? Because now it's just called Buffy.
Now it's just called Buffy. It used to be called Buffy the Backside Slayer.
Why did they fucking
I'd say
change that?
They probably got a letter from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
But can you not just change stuff?
I
like
think
that?
You can, but that's pretty close to the mark.
Because their stuff was also very hypersexual. There was an article a couple of years
Maybe
ago.
Maybe they tried to desexualize it, yeah.
I don't know, because they're still, well, I'm pretty sure up until recently, on the back of their shower gels and stuff like that, it's like explaining and the like how to use. And it's like, if you're unsure, get someone to have a shower with you, save water and that kind of stuff. And a granny bought Snow Fairy for her little grandkids and was like, oh my God, this is outrageous. They're encouraging them to bring people to the shower.
That reminds me. What am I fucking... When I was a teenager, again, obsessed with Lush. I'm probably 13, 14 here.
What an innocent, adorable thing to be
I know,
with.
But I was a freak. I was when a time of my life where I was like, I'm going to write diaries. And I remember my auntie got me a bath bomb. And
I said
it on the pod? Yes. I thought I said it in a live show.
Yeah, so when you're giving out about not us having personal stories, this is why.
Even this is why, okay? We cannot go back constantly to old stories because it's the same fucking story.
Like, remember the time when I was 10? I've never said this before. It's like, yeah, you have. But it is funny. Tell it, please.
I put this bath bomb in and I remember it was a stunning bath bomb. It was very like Flying Fox scent, that kind of like pheromonal.
And some of them would have like mad shit that came out the middle.
Yeah, this was like red. Oh, it was stunning. And I was so relaxed. I remember being like, dear diary, I just had the most stunning bath, dot, dot, dot. It was with two men. And then I was like, ha ha, JK, it was with a Lush bath bomb with two men. Who the fuck did I think I was? Prepubescent ass. Didn't even have a pube, probably.
Oh my God. It's mad. I
was like, the most
kind of
sensual bath.
Sensual. Who read it?
No one read it. I wrote it.
Oh, I thought someone read it.
I just remember writing it and being like, even I remember the next day being like, will I burn that? My horny ass. Those pheromones came to me.
Yeah, literally. I used to also buy like, oh my goodness, I bought like, I would get lured in by everything, like the solid deodorant bars.
Oh, yeah.
That would literally crumble under your armpit and have like a rose petal coming out of it.
I was a big solid shampoo bar person.
So was I until I used, what one was it? It could have been.
Was it Big?
There was one that was red and it had stuff in it. Yes, it could have been juniper or something. And a seed got in my eye. And oh my God, it was like putting a fucking cut chili in my eyeball.
Oh,
it was,
no.
So I was like, fuck this organic shit. Yeah. No thanks. Give me knee pad dead.
I saw a TikTok the other day and it was a guy and there was a fucking plant growing out of his sink. And he was like, what the fuck? And he pulled out and it was one of those beans. From one of the fucking Lush bars that had
you
gone down
joking,
his sink.
You are joking, that's disgusting.
It had nested in
that's
hair.
That's disgusting.
It had nested in hair in his sink and grown out the drain.
No, that's so fucking
now, it was just one little, it was like a weed.
I know, but that's like when you see, like that's the equivalent of a weed coming through a drain in the fucking street. Ew. Oh my God, that's fucking sick. That is so gross. I tried to think of some other ones. I'm so sorry. That's gross.
I loved those bath bombs that left remember the bath bombs that left the glitter all over your body?
I know. And the bath. My mum would fucking kill me.
Same. Oh my God. My mum would flip.
Because there's nothing like having a stunning bath and then your mum screaming, being like, get the bleach. Did you clean the bath?
There's glitter everywhere.
I'm all hot and lazy.
I know. Yeah. And in my mind, I was like, who the fuck doesn't want to be covered in glitter? Yeah, I know. Your dad.
Yeah. Sorry, did your dad bathe?
No, but like if he did.
But yeah, I know. Sorry, I don't mean to gender shame bathing.
Bathing
I'm
is gender
so
neutral.
Sorry. But like, yeah, I know it'd be all over. And like some of the Lush bombs were so like such a deep color that it would like stain the bath. And my mom was just like anti bath bomb. And I was like, you don't know what I need. I need my Lush experience.
I am trying to think if I was to go back in.
Well, we had an issue and this is what fucked up my Lush relationship. Because like, so obviously when you're learning about Lush and learning about the products, it is actually helpful when the gals come. I can't stop thinking about that fucking tree coming out. I think it's grossing me out so much. I want to just burn that memory. But anyway.
I didn't know it was going to trigger you that
I don't
much.
Know why it has. It's the hair and the amalgamation of the scum and the sink.
There's no scum. He pulled out, there's no scum. Just like, it was just like a little ball of hair. No scum. He's a man, very short hair, you know.
Okay. I need to realize what happened, understand it, and move on. but yeah, we used to. Yeah, first the girls are coming over, and you're actually loving like getting educated on the products because the workers seem really like in the know about what's in them, what's good for your skin, and that kind of stuff. So I did learn a lot about skin. I think in the idea of like being like, oh, rose hip, that's in that. And that was for redness or whatever.
Yes.
So I'd pick up little bits.
Yes.
But then you'd know your shit. You'd know your three products that were your prods.
They're like, hi. You're like, get out of my way, Sandra. You're I know like, exactly what I need.
And it was Heshwanwa.
Heshwanwa was the best fucking hair mask. And I will never forgive them. I will never forgive them. And I know. It still exists. It doesn't. They took out the fucking eggs to go poxy vegan.
And guess what they replaced the egg with? Chickpea juice.
Might work in your scrambled tofu, hon, but it doesn't work on my poxy hair.
Hunty, it does not work.
Hunty, if I want chickpea juice in my hair, I'd be putting the can on my head.
Yeah, I know. And like, I mean, just no. Protein is in eggs and that's why it's so incredible for hair. And like,
isn't there keratin in eggs as well?
I'm not sure, but I have tried because like, I remember moaning about, because we used Heshwanwa for years and it was a staple and it just honestly.
That?
My hair was so heavy, full of this thick protein like, after using it.
This fucking mask, girls, and like you'd put it in your hair. I'd usually sleep in it or just leave it throughout the day and then wash it out later on, depending on what I was doing, you know, if it was working.
What I like to do was kind of do a little, like
a low bun
and make it look chic with the Heshwanwa.
Easily. Now you'd have a bit of a crusty bun by the end of the day.
Yeah, but we move.
Who minds a crusty bun?
Well, yeah, when you have a big shiny bouffant of hair the next day.
And like you would wash this out and like I would notice because my hair is quite fine. I have a lot of it. I've not sure, but it's very fine. And so it dries really quick. This would like, the drying process would be longer, which means my hair is like moisturized.
Conditioned.
Thick, heavy. And like the fucking shine. And everyone, like, the main thing, I felt like a fucking, like I was on that an extra level because everyone else is like, this smell is terrible. I'm like, I love the smell. It smells like cinnamon.
I love the smell.
I It smells so
and
nice.
I got so, I fell so in love with the smell because I knew how good it was.
It was like
from
this
her.
Positive association.
I know, because I turn it on to like people and they were like, ew, I couldn't go near it, the smell. I'm like, okay.
I'm like, give it to me, hon.
Joke's on you.
I was getting, you get three masks out of it around, right?
Yeah.
Especially with my hair, fucking so much hair. And you'd use like,
and you did have to slather it on.
You had to have a good fucking, and it took a while to get on, a little bit messy, but who cares? We move. Never a bit of grease in your hair after. No. It would never leave your hair greasy. You'd shampoo it out and condition as normal. And literally at one point we were going into Lush Grafton Street and they were like, oh my God, it's selling out because of you guys.
I know.
They were telling us. And that was
I got on the Daily Mail because of that goddamn.
Oh my God, fucking, yes.
I know, because I used to talk about it all the time and like they always would like, you know, be just sold out. It was great. I was like, wow, I actually, I'm an influencer. and I think it was an It Gals listener.
Yeah.
Who,
Australia, right?
Yeah. Daily Mail Australia. I finally made it. That was truly my one goal.
Yeah.
Ticked it. Completed it, mate. But so then they took the egg out and it fully fucking doesn't work anymore. And I
and
went,
they upped the price too.
They upped the price. And like you're telling me chickpea juice is more expensive than organic egg?
And to 24 euro they upped it to, I think. From 18.95 around. And when fiber.
And when we first started buying it, it was like 11 or 12 euro.
Oh, I know.
So
oh,
yeah, it was so good.
You're right. That was the moment I stopped lishing.
Yeah, because I'm just like,
stopped lasting after Lush.
Literally, I'm just like, oh no, because like you had a product in your shop that was so good and people really loved and hair responded to it and you took it off. I don't trust it, you'd. Especially when you have SLS in all your shampoo bars and they have been like, there's been loads of comments on that, especially now that I know that they've, Trichologist started it. Like that's known to be really bad for your scalp and your hair. And they have constantly refused to take that ingredient out of their shampoo bars.
Which is so random.
Like they've got in a lot of heat about that.
Because
they
there's
just
even because even some professional products don't have sodium lauryl sulfate, but they have a different type, which is meant to be way gentle. It's like sodium laureth sulfate, I think. Mm. Loads of professional products have it in. It's just a foaming agent, but it's not, and like it's nowhere near. It's like a different type of sulfate as far as I remember. I remember reading about it because I was panicking reading the back of my bottle being like,
so
no!
Was I. I know when you buy like a fucking expensive
thing.
Yeah,
you're like, for fuck's sake. And then I'm like, oh no, actually when you look at it, it's safe and it's used by professionals. But I'm like, why don't they just use that? And I'm like, so you're that pressed about a goddamn organic egg.
Yeah.
And you're using chickpea juice. What do you do with all the chickpeas, hon? That's hardly sustainable. Are they going into a massage bar?
I know. Are they going into a face mask?
Are they going to birth a little baby in my sink?
Oh, gross. But like, It's just that ended it for me. And I was just like, why as well? Couldn't they have just brought a vegan version? And then I said that, I was like, guys, I've been getting many questions and I am going to address it. And everyone was like, oh, just mix in an egg to the, and I did whip up an egg and the fucking yolk is dripping down my back. Like the no thanks.
No.
It's like I've whipped up eggs and put them
pleasure.
In my hair and it's not, it's. It drips.
Well, look, I pay for the pleasure for them to be pre-whipping my egg into my mask.
But
that's what I'm paying for.
Whatever it was mixed in with, it held it together. Yeah, yeah. So, like, I mean, honestly, who wants yolk dripping down your back?
They're the professionals. I'm not.
No, like, I can't be cracking and whipping. Who?
If I was doing, like, if I wanted to crack and whip eggs in my hair, I would have been doing it years ago. I never do. I literally never have.
And it's just not the same. Like, the goopy egg washing out. No. So that really did just, like, I was like, wow. So this is really the end, Lush? Really? Come on. You meant everything to me. I thought we were gonna, please. But no.
Yeah, well, that's our little Lush tale. Maybe we'll do a little poll over on Insta, like fave
Lush
product,
moments,
like,
or Lush memories.
Lush memes.
They I know, and I've always wanted to go. They opened up like a Lush beauty, like spa kind of thing. And they opened up as well in London, which it was only like for, I think, a year. I don't know how long it lasted, but it was a Lush makeup. It was kind of like
pigments, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of, like fun makeup. Because they had makeup in the Lush shop that was kind of
you
like.
You used to wear that shit.
Oh yeah, it was like, it was kind of like Glossier vibes. It was kind of like the skin tint. Like it was like,
yeah, they were almost there
with the pipette, you know, like you put on your little, it was like a wash of foundation and like it was all very natural based and natural look. But then they opened up like in London an actual store of makeup and it was a total different brand extended from Lush. It was called like Be Never Too Busy to Be Beautiful or something. It was like B.
Too wordy.
But it looked the shit looked so cool.
Really?
And I was dying to go over. I was like going to take a trip to London specifically for this shop that closed down before I got there. I've never forgot that. But yeah, that's our Lush. That's our Lush takedown.
Lush talk. Okay, girls, we'll talk to you next week. Go sign up to X-Gals. You know why. You know why.
You know why if you want to hear us cry. Anymore. Do you want to hear us cry?
Bye, girls. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.